Adam Katz for dogtrainertoolbox.com. My friend Elena from St. Petersburg, Florida wants to know, Adam, how do I reduce the bounce rate? How do I minimize the number of people who click on my search engine ranking or my Google ad, visit my homepage, and then immediately bounce back to Google? How do I reduce that percentage? Stick with me. People get freaked out. They look in their web stats for the first time and they see, oh my God, we're running these Google ads and 90% of the people or 80% of the people or whatever the percentage is of the people who hit our homepage or our landing page immediately bounce back and continue their search for another dog trainer. Now, it is very important, don't mistake me, it is very important to do the best you can to reduce your bounce rate. Because if we go from, let's say, one out of six, or let's just use a round number, one out of 10 people who visit your website, and one out of 10 of those ends up calling you and you book them, okay, you're doing really good. So people look at 90% bounce rate and they kind of like freak out, oh my God, I got to fix this. Work to fix it. And I'm going to show you how in this very video, but don't get too hung up on the metric. The main thing that you want to look at, specifically with paid advertising, is how much am I spending versus how much am I generating? How much revenue am I generating from that ad spend? All the rest is just kind of incidental. Again, don't misunderstand me. You want to make your website convert as well as it possibly can. And focusing on the bounce rates is a part of that. However, at the end of the day, it comes down to if I'm spending $1,000 and I'm getting $5,000 back, that's what matters. So keep your eye on the ball. So let's get into how do I reduce bounce rates from my website though. So this is my friend Elena's website. She is a Sit Mean Sit dog training franchisee in St. Petersburg. And she wanted to know some ideas or tips on how to reduce her bounce rate. So I'm going to go through this. It's a very good looking site. It has a very professional look to it. And there's a lot of right, meaning good stuff going on this website. But I specifically want to address the things that are going to help reduce the bounce rate. So right off the bat, this area up here that we see all up here, I don't know if there's a way to get rid of this without stopping the recording. This right up here is what's called above the fold. And this is the most important real estate of your entire website, because people land on this and you have literally a second or two to convince them to dig deeper. So let's go kind of through this and I'm going to give you some ideas. Now, first thing, the most important thing right up here, I really don't like this because this is pitching the franchisor. It's not pitching the franchisee. And this is probably the most important part of the website. This is the first thing that they see. So I would get rid of that shop. We're not really, you know, selling any products. Wrong location, find, well, you know, assuming it's targeted traffic, I'm not sure why that needs to be there. We have the menu up here. This is fine. We have the logo up here. This is fine. Free evaluation. This is decent. I think it could be better. And I'm going to get into that in just a sec. The main issue though, is that we've got all of this space and there's nothing convincing me not to bounce back to Google and visit another dog trainer's website. St. Petersburg to Clearwater dog training, get started. The problem here is you haven't given me a reason to get started. No reason whatsoever. There's nothing convincing me to either get started or stay on the website and learn more. So that needs to be redone. I think I get the idea, because probably what happened is the designer of this site, the thing with designers is they like pretty, they like things that look good, but they're not necessarily conversion optimization specialists. And what you want really is a copywriter, somebody who is a conversion optimization specialist who knows how to get people to take action to help you work with your website. Or you know, you can get a couple of books on copywriting at amazon.com. And if you need some suggestions, I'm happy to offer some suggestions to you. But my issue with this is designed for SEO. SEO is the organic ranking of your site, not the Google AdWords. The problem is you will get good SEO ranking with this. People will come to your site, but there's nothing in this that convinces them to stay on the site or to take action and get started with you. So what we want here is a very benefit-oriented headline. a benefit-oriented headline, I'm just making something up off the spot, on the spot, might be something like, your dog off leash in less than 11 days, guaranteed. Or get your dog to listen to you anywhere you go. Click here to learn more, that type of thing. Let me show you, I use this example in a lot of my videos. This is a very basic website that I put up just to kind of show you guys, give you an example, marincountydogtraining.com. It's gonna take a minute to load here because we're recording at the same time. Now, if I was starting a dog training business, I would hire a graphic designer to make this look more pretty. But pretty is not what converts visitors to leads. Copy is. Copy and the structure and flow of your site. So if you look here at the very top, we have an immediate offer, limited time offer that includes the scarcity element, right? Book a free consultation. Free is good. Everybody likes free. Evaluation and temperament test. There's value here. We've given them a reason. They're getting something for your dog. An $89 value, okay? That's an offer that immediately brings them further into the site. Let's go back here. A Sit Means Sit franchise now with 135 locations. Not so much, right? Now we've got Marin County Dog Trainer guarantees she can get your dog to listen to you. Again, that's a benefit-oriented headline. Actually, a superhead because it comes above the headline itself. And then you have a headline slash call to action. A perfectly behaved dog starts with just one call. Do we have any of this here? No, we don't. We have a brief mention up here in the menu of free evaluation, but you haven't given me any reason to take action. So here, again, reason, you're getting a temperament test. That sounds enticing. Getting an evaluation and a consultation all for free, and it's normally valued at $89. Okay, that's a very strong reason. And then we reiterate, call this phone number for a free consultation, evaluation, and temperament test for your dog. Okay, so that's how you want to do it. Now, I don't copy this. Okay, this is copyrighted. But you can model this to come up with your own offer and your own benefit-oriented headlines and good, strong copy. Because when they land on this, you're not giving them any reason why they should stay on the site. So that's my main advice. Again, this is everything right here. Before I scroll down, this is your prime real estate. So everything on this screen should be contributing to the sale. And for the purpose of this video, we're going to define the sale not as actually selling the dog training course, but selling them on the idea of contacting you for your free evaluation. Now, I'm just going to scroll through the rest of this real quick. It's a little bit off topic, but I do want to point out a few other things on this website. So this is excellent. This is really, really good. As seen training on, like as seen on TV, all of this looks nice and it builds a lot of credibility. And this is really where it should be on the page. So this is very well done. You've got another headline here, St. Petersburg Dog Training Experts. Who cares? Okay, this isn't strong copy. Let me scroll down here. We can train any dog. Okay, that's a little bit closer to the mark. So I would rewrite this to say something like St. Petersburg Dog Trainer guarantees she can get your dog to listen to you anywhere you go. Okay, because that speaks to me, the dog owner, about what you can do for me. It's not just saying, hey, I'm the best, I'm number one, because everybody says that. You know, here's a quick tip. If you go through the copy on your site, again, copy is the persuasive text, and you can easily substitute any dog trainer, or you can easily see the same type of text on pretty much every other dog training website, then your copy sucks. So you want to redo that. I'm not saying your copy sucks, but I'm just saying as a general rule. Here, training programs and services could be a little bit better done. Again, what's in it for me? Training programs and services that will transform your dog into the pet you've always dreamed of owning, something like that. It gives them a reason to keep reading. Okay, all of this puppy management, mentor training. I don't know what mentor training is, but it's certainly probably not what I'm looking for. Remember, I've clicked on an ad that says something like, dog trainer near me or dog training St. Petersburg or something along those lines, right? And so I want to see something that reflects what it is that I'm looking for. I'm not even sure what mentor training is, and the likelihood that I'm going to spend time reading this rather than clicking back and going back to Google is slim. Full immersion. I read that, and again, I don't know what it is. Immersion to me sounds like you're going to be holding the dog's head under some water or something. It's like waterboarding. I don't know what it is. You need to speak to me in the language that pushes my emotional hot buttons. And if you don't know how to do that, then you have really two options. You can educate yourself. And again, I'm more than happy to refer you to two or three different books that you can get really cheap on Amazon.com. Or you can hire a professional copywriter who you want to look at their work. And if you feel like they write in a very compelling manner, and especially if they can show you some stats of other work that they've done for other clients that shows that they've increased the response, then hire somebody to do it for you, because your return on investment, let me put it this way. If you're getting 1 out of 10 people who actually pick up the phone and call you, right? And you can hire a professional copywriter to revamp the copy on your website, and you can go from 1 out of 10 to 3 out of 10, you've literally just tripled your money. You've just increased the revenue that you make from your business by 300% or by 3 times. So it's really, really important that you do this. And all of that's going to contribute to reducing your bounce rate. Get started. It's like the placement here is right, but you got to give me a reason. Get started. You know, book your free consultation, evaluation, and temperament test, an $89 value today for a limited time. Give me a reason. Okay, service areas, this is fine. I have really no problem with this. Sit tube. My issue with this is you really need to be careful. I haven't clicked on this, but you want to fight the temptation with your videos if you're using YouTube as a host. I don't know that you are. It kind of looks like it, but you may not be, because YouTube will show the viewer other things at the end of the video that will distract them and take them away from your sales process. So everything on your website or your landing page, the landing page is the page that they end up on, needs to contribute towards making that sale. And we've already agreed that meaning the meaning of making a sale is getting them to contact you. Trainers and staff, again, this is really kind of hollow. You need to really put your copy on steroids. There are good pictures though. I mean, everything looks clean, it looks slick, it looks professional. I would change the word testimonials to success stories, because people actually love reading stories about dogs, especially transformation stories. Contact us. This is fine. No problem with this. Your hours, the typical stuff down here. I would remove the links to the social media. Again, anything that might serve to distract them. Think of it this way. If you're sitting across the table from them and you're pitching them, and halfway through your pitch, they take out their phone and they start looking on Facebook. Okay, do you think that's going to help or detract from your ability to close them? I'm gonna venture it's going to detract. So I would get that off your home page. And then the rest of this is just, you know, typical stuff. I would probably write down here, I would also put a strong call to action. So let me see what we've got down here. Call Marin County Dog Training for a free consult. You know, I'm reiterating the call to action. We've gently sprinkled testimonials. You know, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of stuff that's been well done on this site. So it's not like it's a total disaster. But I do feel that you can really make some simple tweaks to this and have a much, much better site, a site that really makes you a lot more money. So that's my advice. Guys, hope you've enjoyed this and hope that it's been helpful. I'm going to end it here. Thanks again.